Today's Tanya for the 24th of Tevesh, Chavdala Tevesh, is in Perek Tezvov, chapter 15. It's on Daf Chof Aleph, Omid Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 66. We're in the middle of the page, or past the middle of the page, where the Alter Rebbe is explaining the different levels of Beinoni. One level that is called Eved Hashem, Eved Elikim, and the other one is called Le'avodei. Incidentally, when the Alter Rebbe described the difference between the Beinoni, who is Eved Hashem, and the Tzaddik, one of the differences was that the Beinoni, the title is Eved, present tense, whereas the Tzaddik is described as Eved in the form of a noun. But another difference is that in the Beinoni it's Eved Elikim, whereas in the Tzaddik it's Eved Hashem. So it's a completely different level as well as a different title. So the difference between the two levels of Beinoni is that one is called Eved Elikim and one is called Asher Lo Yavodei. The Lo Yavodei means a Beinoni who doesn't need to struggle with his Yetzirah, not because his Yetzirah has become godly, but because the Yetzirah, for one of two reasons, does not interfere with his service of God. One reason is because the Yetzirah by nature is a passive Yetzirah, without great desire, without great passion, and therefore it doesn't interfere or distract him from his service of God. And the other possibility is that by nature he was passionate, and he was distracted, but because of his efforts at becoming studious and diligent in his studies, it has become second nature to him, and now as a result of that effort, he no longer has to struggle with his Yetzirah, because the habit enables him to continue on the path that he's chosen for himself without new effort, without having to contemplate God's greatness to inspire himself. A little bit past the middle of the page, the line begins, Uvazeh. Uvazeh yuvon, and with this we'll understand, Mash'oma begimozeh, what it says in the Gemara, the Eved Elikim, what is the one who serves God? Hainu mishashay nepirkei meya pa'amen ve'echad. What is the person who is serving God? So the Gemara says that's the person who studies each of his lessons 100 times. 101 times. And who is the one who is not serving? The one who is not serving is the one who studies his lesson only 100 times, not 101 times. So the difference between the one who is serving and the one who is not serving is one more time of repeating or rehearsing the lesson. The one who is serving repeats it 101 times, rehearses his lesson 101 times, and the one who is not serving does it only 100 times. How can one time be that significant that they should be of different categories because of that one time that he learns his lesson? So the Alter Rebbe says, "V'hainu mishum shebiyemei hem hoya haregilus l'shanis kol pedik meya pa'amin." Because it was the habit in those days to study and review every lesson 100 times. Since it was, the Gemara was not written down yet, everything was memorized by heart. So every lesson that was given was repeated and rehearsed 100 times. That was the habit. And as the Gemara itself gives the example to explain why one more time can be that significant, the Gemara gives a moshul mishek shel chamorim, from donkey drivers, caravan drivers, sheniskodim le'aseh parseh bezuzo, where you can hire the donkey and the driver for 10 miles, 10 parseh. For one zuz, ule echad osa parse, and if you want to hire one to take you 11 miles or 11 parse, then it costs you 3 zuz, and it costs you twice as much. for one extra mile, you pay twice as much. And why is this? Mipnei shehuyesem gilusam. Because the 11th mile takes them out of their beaten path, they're going further than their habit is to go. To go out of their path, their 1 mile is equal to going 10 miles that is within their path. And this is understood in business, it's understood in the ways of the business people, and it applies also to the habit of learning or the habit of doing good, because breaking a habit takes a special effort. So that if you can do something 100 times because that is your habit, if you do it 101 times, that 1 time is more difficult, more demanding, and a greater accomplishment than the first 100. And therefore, this one extra time that takes him beyond the habit in which he has been habituated from his youth, shkula keneged kulam, this one time is equal to the first 100. Ve'eila al gabeyim, and is greater than all of them. B'yesa says v'yesa oz, with greater intensity, with greater enthusiasm, and therefore he is called Eved Elikim, Mipnei, Shekedei Lishanis Teva Harigilus. He is serving God because in order to have broken out of his habit, Tzarech La'ered Esa Ava La'Hashem, Ayidei Shem Esbeinim B'gdulas Hashem B'meche. The motivation that it takes, the strength that it takes to break out of the habit has to come from his contemplating God's greatness, and thereby producing a fear of God in the mind and a love of God in the heart and so on. And that effort is what earns him the title Eved Elikim. So this effort that it takes, Lishleit al hateva shebechol hasmoli, hamoli dam hanefesh habaham shemeklipa, in order to rule over the nature of the animal soul that is on the left side of the heart, which is full of blood, and therefore it is the place of the animal soul that comes from klipa, shemimena hu hateva, and it is from the animal soul that nature is produced. Any nature that a person has comes from the animal soul. The godly soul doesn't have nature and doesn't get into the habit of nature, as I'll describe later. So this nature that he has to overcome, the second nature, the habit that has become second nature, when he has to overcome it, he's overcoming his animal soul. Vezuya veda tamo lebenani. And this is a complete service, a complete aveda for a benani. So arousing that love or that fear that comes from the knowledge of God, the knowledge of God's greatness, this is a complete service for the Beinoni. Anytime the Beinoni has to use his knowledge of God, has to contemplate the greatness of God, and thereby produce love and fear of God, which motivates him to keep the mitzvahs, to avoid sin, that is the fullest form of avoda that a Beinoni can do. Another form of aveda is that he arouses the hidden love that exists in the heart of every Jew, limshel al yado, to control through it the nature of the left side of the heart, shezunika gamkin aveda. This too is considered an aveda. This too is considered a service of God, lihilochin im hateva v'hayetze, to do battle with his nature and with his yetzer hara, al yedei shema'eder ha'ava ha'mesuteres belibei, by arousing the heart that is hidden in the recesses of the heart. So he doesn't have to produce a love that is born out of knowledge of God's greatness. He can use the love that already exists. Only as it exists by nature, it doesn't compete, it can't compete with the activated and intense desires of the animal soul's nature. In order for the love that every Jew has in the recesses of the heart to be able to do battle against the Yetzer Hara, then this love too has to be activated, and it has to be brought to the surface through some effort on the part of the Beinoni. Mash'ein ken kish'ein b'milchama klal, whereas when he has no battle at all, and he's not engaged in any battle, then ein ahava zu mitzad atzma nikras avedosei klal. Then this love that he has is not called aveda at all, as we said earlier, because it is not created by any effort on the part of the Beinoni. It is there by nature. But if he has to arouse it and bring it from the recesses of the heart to the revealed part of the heart, and there intensify it until it can overcome the demands of the animal soul, that is already an aveda. So these are the two forms of aveda that a Beinoni can perform. One is to produce new emotion, new love and new fear for God that is born out of the understanding and the knowledge and the contemplation of God's greatness. That's the higher form of aveda. The aveda that is also an aveda is to arouse the love that exists in the heart but is hidden in the heart, and to bring it to the surface. And these are the two avedas that the Alter Rebbe refers to on the title page of the Tanya, where he says that the purpose of Tanya is to explain how every Jew can serve God, and that service of God is close, as the Pasuk says, it is very close to you in your mouth and in your heart to do, and this comes in two ways, the long way and the short way. The long way is the greater job, the greater task, of arousing love and fear in the heart as a result of knowledge of God and contemplation of God's greatness in the mind. That's called the long way because it is a greater aveda. It takes longer. It is more work. And then there's the short way, which is also an aveda, but it is the short way because it means arousing the love that already exists in the heart and bringing it to the surface, which is a much easier thing to do and is a shorter way. It doesn't take as much time. In the Hayyim Yayim, for the 24th of Teves, the Rebbe writes that on this day, the Alter Rebbe passed away in the village called Piena on a Saturday night. It was Parsha Shmeis, and it was the year 1813. And he is buried in the city nearby, the city of Hadich. My grandfather, the Friedrich Rebbe says, Rebbe Marash, asked his father, the Tzemach Tzedek, what did the Zayde, the Alter Rebbe, intend, what did he want of Hasidim when he taught the ways of Hasidus, and what did he intend with the teachings of Hasidus? And the Tzemach Tzedek answered that the ways of Hasidus, the Derech of Hasidus, are that all Hasidim are to be like one family with love for each other, as the Torah teaches. Chassidus, the teachings of Chassidus, is chayus, vitality. Chassidus is meant to bring life and light into everything, to shed light even on the undesirable, which means to become aware of one's own evil honestly, without any exaggeration, in order to be able to correct it.